The Pat Kenny Show.
With the Jaguar E-Pace. Beautiful by design and dynamic to drive. Delivering performance that is unmistakably Jaguar.
This is News Talk.
Now, Jess Kelly has joined in the technology conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So, what have you got to show me?
I have a new wearable because, you know, God knows we can't have enough wearables. This is the Fitbit Versa 2. Now, if you...
Let me have a look at that. It's a square face rather than the long face.
Yes, indeed.
The other face was oblong.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is square.
It's square. And they're moving a little bit more towards making it look like an actual watch rather than a fitness tracker. And I like it quite a lot. So the original Fitbit Versa came out, I think it was around last year, and it was quite popular. However, I remember talking to you about it on this program, and I had issues with the strap. It got really grubby and like icky after a while, I think is the technical term. Also, the battery life wasn't great. And they are two things that matter to me. So a few things out of the traps to mention about this. Although it does look like a smartwatch, it is still a fitness tracker at its core. And so it'll do different bits and pieces. So
it will tell you the time, though.
It'll tell you the time. It'll absolutely tell you the time, which is very handy, don't you know? But I wore it when I was out running over the weekend, and there are a few features that I really like. There's one called Smart Track, which automatically detects if you're running or walking or cycling or whatever. But then you can also select exercise mode. So if you wish, you can hit running and it'll bring up a screen that gives you your distance, your pace, your duration, the heart rate, all that kind of stuff. One thing that I do want to say, though, is that when I was out running on Saturday, I think it was, I had to stop and change the face on the watch because it was actually telling me that my heart rate was down to 15, which I'm pretty sure means I was dead. So I found that really distracting, so I had to change it. And I did that and it got on straight away. The key difference with this and some of the other wearables that are out there, and this is something that Fitbit are doing a bit of a song and dance about, is that it has inbuilt Alexa, or built-in Alexa. So you can interact with it and you can have a chat to the device and then it'll connect to your Alexa in your home. It has Fitbit Pay. So we're getting closer and closer to my dream, which is not having to have debit cards or credit cards and so on. So you can just pay with your device, which is very, very handy. It has Sleep Score, which I don't know if you and I have spoken about this, but I talked to Joe Malloy from Off the Ball about this. The Fitbit now will rate your sleep, and I become so competitive with my own sleep score.
Whether you have good sleep or bad sleep.
Yeah, and it'll rate it. And I get so worried about it that I actually can't sleep because I'm so panicked. So one night, for example, my out of 100, I think my sleep score was 43 because I slept for 5 hours, which is just not good, and it's driving me to distraction. So I think, you know, if you're a normal person, then it's great and it's useful and it's good to get all this information.
Does the watch go to sleep, the Fitbit Versa, does it go to sleep? Is it a black screen if you're wearing it?
Yes.
On your wrist?
Yeah, you can turn it. So there are different options. So you can have it so that it's always on display, but that'll obviously impact your battery. But I have it so that it's black when you're not looking at it. And what I like about this as well is if you are wearing it or when you are wearing it asleep, it doesn't wake you up in the middle of the night. I've worn some of the wearables that will give you a bright blue screen and suddenly you're wide awake. And the biggest plus from my side of things was the battery life. So the box of this device says it gets 5 days plus. I had charge it to around 70% and I wore consistently from Tuesday through to Saturday afternoon, at which point
that's
it died.
Pretty good.
Which I was very impressed by because my main one, which I'm wearing now, is the Samsung Galaxy Active Watch, and that only gives me 2 days at best, which is a pain in the face, to be honest with you.
I think about a day and a half. The
that's Galaxy what you're getting
watch,
on
yeah.
your one. Yeah, it's very annoying. And you know, the reason I saw you try to turn on the Fitbit Versa now, and the reason you can't is because I'm a dope and I left the charger. I thought it was in the office. It's not in the office. And that's a big point of frustration. You know, we all have so many chargers for our laptops, for our phones and whatever. An extra charger, which you do need for this, is a bit of a pain. But for €249, if you are looking for something that is a cross between a smartwatch and a fitness tracker, I have to recommend it purely on the battery.
By the way, does it do induction charging, do you know?
No.
Because the Samsung watch does.
Watch does, yeah. No, so this does need to be in its cradle. So it has to be in a specific cradle that you kind of latch into, which
Actually,
is a pain.
I don't know whether I should do it, but I might try the Samsung watch on another, not its supplied induction charger.
Yeah.
Just stick it down and see, does it work? Because that would be very convenient, because you just need one induction charger.
Well, what they're doing now is that you can charge it on the back of your phone. So I have the Samsung Galaxy Note 10 Plus, so I can charge it on the back
on the
of
back
my phone.
Of the phone.
Which is
that
very handy.
Would be very handy. Some of the questions coming in. If I choose to leave my smartwatch on the bedside table to avoid the sleep anxiety that Jess is talking about, will I still get the benefit of owning one?
No. No, the whole thing, well, when it comes to the sleep stats anyway, is that it'll monitor how much you twist and you turn and your heart rate during the night and all that malarkey. Personally speaking, what I've learned about myself in the last, you know, few months wearing these devices is that they're not built for people like me. I worry about them when I'm running. I worry about them when I'm sleeping. I just need to chill out. But yeah, no, you need to be wearing it to get the benefit.
Another question. Can Jess recommend a backup system for my laptop? I'm working on my thesis and I want something that I can click one button and it backs the whole lot up.
Okay, so best bit of advice I can give anyone is to just work off Google Docs or from Microsoft 365, something that's cloud-based so that it's constantly saving in the background.
Because if there's a setting on 365 that allows you to save automatically, it just...
To the cloud, yeah.
Every time you stop, it just...
Yeah,
I mean,
it syncs
every sentence,
up. Yeah. it's the dream, because we've all had that horrible situation where you're clicking control save constantly and then for some reason you forget and then you lose work. So just do it in a cloud-based program. Google Docs is what I use.
Do you find Google Docs a bit scratchy when you're scrolling?
Not really.
Because they send me research briefs at home and I open them in Google Docs and it's not smooth, you know, it's not...
But I wonder, is that to do with the device or is it to do with the cloud?
Not a problem in the normal reading of a document, but in the Google Docs, a bit scratchy.
Interesting.
Another question. Can Jess recommend a print-at-home photo printer that won't break the bank?
Yeah, so the one that I love is the Canon Selfie, and it's not Selfie as in S-E-L-P-R-F-I-E, it's S-E-L-P-H-Y. So it's the Canon Selfie. There's new versions out the entire time, and it's specifically for photo printing. I think it's around €130 or thereabouts. If you want to get something that's kind of more of a stocking filler, there's the HP Sprocket that we've spoken about, and we talk about it every Christmas. They're great, but they're not full-size photographs. They're small little kind of sticker type
what
thing.
Size are the Canon photographs? They
4x6, like
4x6,
yeah,
the standard,
the
what they
one.
Used to call N prints, I think.
Oh, that
they
is.
Used to call them in that size. The next question, what's the best wireless headphone set to get? Apple iPhone user here. That's from Connor in Wexford. Is Apple iPhone usable with a standard off-the-shelf set of Bluetooth headphones?
Yeah, so again, the beauty of Apple now in recent years is that they've broken down those compatibility walls, and so they will work with many other providers. The ones, you know, anyone that I know that has the Apple AirPods swear by them and love them, but they're very expensive. Personally speaking, I use the Samsung Galaxy Buds, so they're the small in-ears that are around €150, but they may have come down in price. There are so many options. If you want big on-ear headphones that are completely wireless, look at Sony. A friend of mine was telling me he got an amazing deal on Sony headphones in DID, I think, for €80, and he swears by them. They're great.
I bought a pair of on-ears online, no brand particularly, €30. Great.
Does the job.
Does the job.
That's all you want.
Anyway, Jess, thank you very much for joining us. Sorry, a quick one. Almost all the smartwatch cleverness Jess is speaking of is on the Huawei smartwatch costing €60. It's fab, rates your sleep, has everything except Alexa. Why don't you try one?
I will try to try one. The only Huawei device that I have been sent in that's a wearable is a huge, big one that's clearly aimed at men rather than women, and it's too big for me to try out. So if they want to send in that smaller, dinky one for €60, then absolutely work away.
Jess Kelly, thank you very much.